So we got two lines down in Zion and Aleph. The Gemara quoted Machlokas between Rosheshes of Nachman, where the Tumas Hutcher with Seber, Tumas Dechui with Seber, either Tumas completely Mutter, or it's Dechui, it's pushed off. And if one has the opportunity, he should really try to seek out someone who's Tahor. So I'm Rosheshes. Rosheshes wants to bring a source. How do I know that Tuma is Dechui with Seber? Rosheshes felt it's Dechui with Seber. So it brings a raya from the following Brice of Tanya. The guy is standing and brings the minchas omer, and it becomes tame. So talking about the carbon seabor. So he's supposed to bring right the carbon omer, he brings a mincha. And it turns out it becomes tame somehow. Omer, he says to his kohanim, the carbon became tame. So his partners, his friends, the kohanim, go out and bring him another one in place of it. Vim Ein Sham Elohi, if that is the only one that exists, the Minchas Omer is the only one that he is able to bring, the one that becomes Tameh. So what should he do? Havi Pikeach Vishasuk, he should be a smart guy. We Omer Lo, rather, the Kohanim say to him, be a little bit smart and stay quiet, don't tell us, and bring this one. Even though it's Tameh, you could bring it. So what we could pull out from this is Omer Mevin Achar Stachda, that you replace it. Now, if you were to hold that Tumor Huch B'Tzibor, so why would you ever have to replace this? So it must be Tumor Tuchui B'Tzibor. So Rav Nachman responds back, Omer Rav Nachman, Modina Hecha Dika Shraim Lachila. No, even I'll agree that when it comes to eating, that's not Huch B'Tzibor. Meaning, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, four lines down, Modina Hecha Dika Shraim Lachila. The carbon tzibor kari b'tuma. Even though Rav Nachman permits the carbon tzibor to be makriv when it's in the state of tuma, ain't no nechal b'tuma. Whoever said you could eat it, and kidamim b'ketzet tzolin uve mincha nikmetzas. When it comes to this mincha saomer, they would do kmitza modina. When the kmitza you would end up eating, the shirayim you would end up eating, the kmitza you would offer in the mizbech. Modini, Rav Nachman would agree in this case, the mehadrin and lasos betara shehu shirayim leachalim. So here, the best thing to do is, yes, it works. If you're tamei and the carbon's tamei, it's going to still be an effective carbon. You just wouldn't be able to eat the shirayim. So best to look for a tara. This way, you could at least accomplish the inyan of achila and this carbon. I saw someone in the back here who asked the following question. I just can't find it. They questioned whether or not it was so kavodik to say to the Kohen who's doing the krava, have a pikach for shasa. They didn't find that was so respectful. I can't find exactly where that was. First thought here. Okay, either way. So that's the first rise. It doesn't really serve much of a rise. To Rosheshes is that Tuma is Hutra Dechui. It doesn't prove either way. Meisivei, they ask the question, Makriv Minchas Parim Vayolim Mukvashim. So they would be Makriv cows and rams and sheep. V'nitbeis Biyadam, and he notices that somehow it becomes Tuma, the animal. Omer, so he tells his friends, the Kohanim, they bring him a replacement, the one that's not Tameh. This is the only one that's left. Same thing, don't tell anybody, and just go be makrivit. So it's mashma that Tumah is Dechui B'Tzibor, the fact that you should ideally get a backup. If there's no backup, then you could bring this actual Tameh carbon.
So we're talking about the korban becoming Tameh, not the gavra becoming Tameh?
Right, because if the gavra is becoming Tameh, you'd have to get a replacement Kohen, a replacement carbon.
Both these cases are doing korban becomes Tameh.
Right.
So I thought the machlokes of Nachman or Sheshes was where the gavra became Tameh. Gemara seems to assume that the machlokes would extend to the korban becoming Tameh also.
The original machlokas about Tumah Hutra Dechuya was in the context of the Kohanim becoming Tameh. That's correct. And I guess the Gemara takes it for granted that the same thing would be the case when the actual carbon becomes Tameh as well. Right. So in this line here, so the fact that it's advisable to have a replacement carbon sounds like it's Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibor. We try to avoid bringing the macro of the carbon in the state of Tumah. And the Gemara explains further, my lab parim ayolim kvashim dechag. It's not referring to an chag, sukkahs that is, that we bring all the different animals. So we're talking about a carbon tzibor. And although we're talking about a carbon tzibor, we say tuma dechuya b'tzibor. So Rav Sheish responds, I'm looking for Rav Nachman rather, lo parim, not parim of the sukkahs, par vodazara, a special part of the vodazara. If you look at Rashi, what's a par vodazara? that it's a tzibur, when the entire tzibur violates avodah zara, so then you bring a par avodah zara. It's an olahi. So afagav, the Gemara explains, afagav the tzibur who, even though the par avodah zara is a carbon tzibur, came into lo kfile zman mahadrinan. So it's not kaveh zman, it's not, we look for other opportunities. So what we see from here, that for Rav Nachman says tumahutra b'tzibur, it requires two things. Has to be one, a carbon tzibur, two, it's because who is man. But one without the other doesn't work. So although par avodah zara is when the entire tzibur violates avodah zara, and it's a carbon that represents the entire tzibur, since it's not kavu man, even there Rav Nachman will agree to look for it. There's no urgency. You can still wait a few days until you find the tahor animal. And then Gemara continues when it says ayalum, it talks about the rams. It wasn't talking about the ayalum of Chag HaSukkos. The elo shel Aaron, talk about the special aisle that Aaron brought in Yom Kippurim. The Avagav the Kvila is mine, even though it was set established time, namely Yom Kippur, came in the Yochid who Madrinan. Since it's an individual carbon, so one should bring better to look for another aisle, another ram that is Tahor. And Kvasim, says the Gemara, doesn't refer to the Kvasim of the Sukkis, rather, Bekevish Haba, Bekevish Haba al Imai Omer, Dika Shraim Lachila. Talking about the sheep that accompanied the carbon Omer, whereby there were leftovers for Achila. So here too also, even though it is a carbon tzibur, it is kavul esman, but since there is shirayim lachila, we said above that Rav Nachman agrees that this should be better to seek out tahorim, a tahor animal, to be able to eat the carbon omer. Now there's a discussion here about, it comes up a few places in the Maseches Yuma, about the status of the Eilos Aaron, that here the Gemara says it's kavul esman, and it's only a yachid, but there are many other instances where it seems to imply it's a carbon tzibur. It's back and forth. I think the toast in the bottom of yesterday's daf also dealt with this. Yeah, somewhere towards the bottom he talks about the exact status of the Eilos Aaron. His last few lines he addresses this. Okay. Just as an aside before we go by to that, I was talking about yesterday also the Rashi, the top line of that Rashi, which talks about Bol Nidas Ki Yotzi Megufo. So you see, he said, I was reading inside, Kol Tumash Meis B'tzibur Shari Rachmano Dechsev Ish Ki Yed Nitma Tami L'Nefesh Yasab Pesach Sheni Ish Nitzchal Pesach Sheni Vein Tzibur Nitzchim. The entire Tzibur is Tami, they don't get pushed off, rather the entire Tzibur does it during Pesach Rishon. Aval Zavin Mitzaron Nidos V'yoldos Shetumasa Yotzi Elav Migufo Lo Hutru V'bol Nida Kinida. So there, the fact that he adds a bone to Kenida sounds like Rashi is saying that that's considered a Yotze Lav Megufo. Okay, that's one of the Rashi that the Achronim pick up on. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. Around halfway down. Meisive. Dam Shenitma Vizarko.
Wait.
Yes.
We brought Raya's at the end of the daf yesterday. At the end of the sugi yesterday, at Bolton, it's not one Kenita, right?
Only in regards to when they go to the mikvah. But the question is still outstanding whether or not it's considered a nida in other halachas. Like for example, I mentioned yesterday that Gemara Bukhara says that Trumas Chutzlarts is only Tame from Yotzi Megufo, so we have Bol Nida. So this might be right. Rashi thinks it is Ki Yotzi Megufo.
Maybe it's setting out an absolute. He stays there, no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says around halfway down, Meisive, Dam Shenitma, the Zarko B'Shogeg Hurtza, B'Meisiv Lo Hurtza. So the Brisa says if the dam itself became tamei, and then they sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, if it was done accidentally, so then it's going to be an effective carbon. But if it was done on purpose, it won't be Hurtza. So why not? Even B'Meisiv should be Hurtza. It should be Tumahutra B'Tzibur. So Rav Nachman says, no, Ki Hahit, Tanya Hahi, Habdi Yachid. That Brisa is referring to carbon Yachid. I never said by carbon Yachid that Tumahutra B'Tzibur. Carbon Yachid, Ein Echanami, if it's done B'Meisiv, it won't be Hurtza. The carbon Tzibur, I said it. So that's how he wiggled out of that Brisa. Then Tashma Gemara brings another raya.
Yachid, he wanted to consider it dechuya.
Why a Yachid is, everyone would say, I think even Rosh Hashanah would say, it's dechuya also. I guess it's
based. No, it's not even dechuya. Because dechuya.
I mean, not even dechuya, right. It doesn't, it both, it's probably a kasher in both of them, maybe. Let's see. The Rashi seems to say it's only an issue of heter, of a tumah hutra b'tzibur, but it seems to be, would be a problem also tumah Tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. Why would they admit here?
But where is he running?
The maze they wouldn't allow tumah dechuyah b'tzibur.
Teaches us that what has got to be brought to the Eir Mikvah. Even they're carrying in a box.
The Tosfos addresses some points here also. I see the Tosfos here addresses this stuff.
And I don't understand the order of the Gemara.
Yeah, Tosfos says you should also ask, according to the Ma'at Amar, Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur asks the same question.
I don't understand it all. What's...
He asked this question, and I think I don't get the answer right now. So Gemara goes on to bring another raya, Tashma. Amaha tzitz miratza. So the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol would wear, on what tumas or what psulim would it be miratza for and make it be effective? Al hadam, al basar, al chelev, all these different types of the blood, the flesh, and the fats. Shenitma that became tame, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'rosim, bein b'yachim, bein b'tzibur. Any situation how it became tame, whether on purpose or accidentally, whether it was a carbon tzibur, carbon yachid, all these cases, the tzitz is meratza. What's the raya? Says the Gemara, v'itzak adayta chtuma heter hi b'tzibur. If it's mamish hutra, lav mali ritzui. What's the need for ritzui? It should be mimela, it should happen. It shouldn't even require any type of ritzui. Sounds the fact that the tzitz needs to be meratza on something that's b'tzibur, sounds like tuma is dechuyu b'tzibur. So Amar Lech Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman responds, Ki katani atzitz meratza ad yachid. No, this price shouldn't be read together, ma atzitz meratza on all these cases. It's only being meratza on the case of shogeg, but in the case of mezid, it wouldn't necessarily be meratza. Very hard way to read the price here.
So you see
Rashi, two wide lines down, says, Ki katani atzitz meratza ad yachid, katani. The tzibur, why is it mentioned tzibur? Ach shera katani. Shaf shel tzibur kasher. It's also kasher. It's a good carbon. Not that it needs the tzitz, but it's also on the list because it's also an effective carbon, but not because of the tzitz, because of its own right, because of the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur. V'loi de tzitz el hetter hu yetzlo. So that's how Rashi explains the reading of the Braisa. He also felt that it was a little difficult to read it. That's how he explains it. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, V'bai zema, I feel tema b'tzibur, b'anach de lo kvi lezma. No, it's talking about carbon tzibur. But we said before, not every carbon tzibur is tumah hutra b'tzibur. It has to be a carbon tzibur that's kvi lezma also, like Yom Kippur and Yom Tovim. But this is a carbon tzibur that's not kvi lezma, such as, let's say, the par of Avodah Zarah, which is, although it's carbon tzibur, it's not kvi lezma. And then Gemara asks another question on the same topic, Meisivei. V'nasa Aaron es avon hakadshim. So Aaron would lift the sins. In other words, he would bear the weight of the avera of the kadshim. In other words, he would be miratza with the tzitz that he would wear. It would get rid of the avera. So v'chi eza avon, who knows? So which avera would the tzitz be miratza on? Im avon pigol, he had the wrong machshavos when bringing the carbon, shechting it, doing the zrika. Hari klar nemar, the pasuk where he says lo yiratza, that it's not going to ever get any ritzoy. It's not, nothing's going to work. Even the tzitz won't help. Vim avon nosar, if it's leftover food, hari kvar nemar lo yechashe, which they explained to me, noso is a lashon lo yiratze. It won't be effective. Nothing is going to help. The tzitz can't be helping that out because the pasuk already excludes that from the possibility of ever having any ritzui. So what's left? If it doesn't work for pigo, doesn't work for nosar, ha'ino nosel avon tuma, must he talk about tuma? So we see from here that this is a continuation of the braisa, that tuma shehutra b'chlab de b'tzibur, the kashlo sheshes. So why do we say it's leftover tuma? So I would have said because, well, we knocked out every possibility. It can't be referring to removing the sins of Nosar. It can't be referring to removing the sins of Pigal because that has no ritzui. So I would have said by process of elimination, only thing left is tuma. The Gemara says, no, how do we know tuma works? Since we see a heter by tuma elsewhere, that tuma is hutra b'tzibor, there's a kula there, so too we could say, what's the avera that Aaron, the tzitz is meratza? It must be tuma hutra b'tzibor since we see a kula elsewhere. So the fact that the Braisa uses Lashon, let's read that top Rashi again. Rashi says, Ha'inu Nosa v'chulei, Ha'lashon Me'atahu. Me'atah, now that we've established, I'atamotzi she'hin Nosa el avon karbon tuma, now that we've established the only aver left to talk about is karbon tuma, u'mayishna d'shadinu le'lekula, so why do we understand this tuma to be lekula? Ho'il matzinu b'kal acher, we find another leniency, she'hutu le'tzibur, michal iser shebiyachid, we throw another kula on it. In other words, she had sitz merato, so ber carbon yachid. Katani miha shutra betzibur alma heter hi betzibur. So we're saying here that we're now allowing the tzitz to merato even on a yachid. So how could the tzitz be merato even on a carbon yachid that has tumah? Because we see elsewhere that a carbon shogig in particular. So how do we know? Because the fact that we have a kula elsewhere by tumah, a slightly different case, but still a kula, the tumah betzibur is hutra. So that's the raya for Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes is left with a kasha against him. He has no response to this. This brisa seems to clearly say that his tumah is hutra b'tzibur.
But what about the mezer? I mean, would that be mean b'shogeg and the mezer, or just b'shogeg? Another price that says it's not.
Wait, why are we saying this is only shogeg though? Maybe this is talking about mezid as well.
So then it's a steer in the brezis.
Because the previous one said. Wait, why? The previous one said that tzitz is meratzon, shogeg, and mezid, and onus and ratzon.
Two months ago.
That one.
Unless that's different since Dom.
I think the Gemara elsewhere talks about that whether it became Tameh, bemezed, and whether you were makar it bemezed. I think there might be such a distinction. So you look at Tosus asks this question. Tosus shenitma ben b'shogeg ben mezid. He asks this question. The steer and mezids. Yeah, that's what he answers exactly. One's talking about whether it became tamei b'shogeg or mezid, and the other one's talking about whether it was zorik b'shogeg ben mezid. And he said that actually two kedamris, which one's which. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting here that the Rashi points out, which Rashi is this, that when the Tumas Kohanim in a carbon tzibur does not require ritzoy of a tzitz. We spoke about before that in terms of Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, that applies even to when a Kohen becomes Tameh. Now, do you need the tzitz to be Miratza on when a Kohen himself becomes Tameh, or the Tumah Hutra b'tzibur? Where's this Rashi here? He quotes a Rashi back here. I don't see where the Rashi is. Visak at Haitach. We don't have such a Rashi. Okay, I don't see this Rashi. Oh, yeah. See Rashi, Bein B'tzibur, and Amun Aleph. Bein B'tzibur, M'dibay Tzitz L'Ritzuye, Shema Amin Olav Heterhu. V'ma Bein Yachid L'Tzibur, Sh'a Yachid Ein Tumas Aguf Nidcha Etzlo, Sh'ein At Tzitz Merat Al Tumas Aguf. V'sh'a Tzibur Nidcha Es Tumas Aguf Etzlo, V'lo Ayde Tzitz. So, the Tzitz never affects, Tzitz only affects the Chefts of the carbon, the Dam, the Basar, the Chelev. Comes to Tumas Aguf, it doesn't affect it. A Yachid, nothing helps. No, it's not hutra b'tzibur, and it's not the tzitz doesn't help. And for the Tuma B'tzibur, you don't need the tits because Tuma is Hutcher B'tzibur. You don't need the tits to be Meratza on that. Apparently the Rambam writes that no, that the tits is even Meratza on Tumas HaGuf. So this seems to be Machlokes Rashi Rambam about whether the tits affects Tumas HaGuf. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, top of Zion Mabez, Tanai. In fact, the Machlokes of Nachman of Sheshes, who are only Amoraim, not only, but they're Amoraim, are arguing about the same Machlokes that the Tanaim argued about. Says the Gemara, Tani, the Brisa says, Tzitz bein sheyeshna al-metzcha, bein sheyeno al-metzcha, meratza, divrei Rabbi Shimon. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol had, it was effective, was able to be meratza and tuma, whether or not he wore it on his forehead, or whether he didn't wear it, even wherever it was, it had the ability to be meratza and tuma, and psulim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, odeh al-metzcha, meratza, ein odeh al-metzcha, ein meratza. No, not true. Only when the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it, is going to be meratza and tuma. But when he's not wearing it, it's not going to be meratza and tuma. So Amar Le Rav Shimon responds back to him, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Yochiach Shein Odeh Al Metzcho Meratza. The Kohen Gadol, so a lot of the avodah is done with four white clothing. He doesn't wear the eight begadim the entire day. So yet we still know that the entire day Yom Kippur, apparently, that that any tumah that happens, it's nothing to worry about because the tzitz is meratza. Even though when he's not wearing the tzitz, even though he's wearing the four white clothing, it's still going to be meratza. So that's the response of Rabbi Shimon. So we see, even when he doesn't wear it, the tzitz is meratza. So Amrle Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach l'Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Leave that case alone of Yom Kippur and Kohen Gadol. That's a very different case. Because the reason why it's mutter there is not because of the tzitz, it's mutter because of tumah hachula b'tzibur. Because tumah hachula b'tzibur. So if any tumah happens, it's not going to be a problem, not because of the tzitz, because of the other concept of tumah hachula b'tzibur. So Gemara says, well, Mechlal, from this we learned, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Tumah Hut Dechuya B'tzibur. So what was his response? No, it's not Tumah Hut B'tzibur, it's Tumah Dechuya. And therefore we should look out for another animal to be used in the Yom HaKippurim. Ah, but since we have the tzitz is Meratze. So this Machlokas about tzitz is really hinges upon the Machlokas of understanding Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. Okay, so Gemara goes on to explain now. So Amar Abai says, "B'nishbar hatitz dechoyam lo pligi dilo meratza." If the tits were to be broken, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it wouldn't work anymore. Ki pligi. When do they argue? The tali besichsa, when they have it hanging on a peg somewhere, like on a hook for a hat. They just have it hanging up. Such a situation is when they argue. What's the machlok? Because Rabbi Yehuda Savar al meitach v'nasa. The pasuk says al meitach when it's on his forehead. That's when it's going to be v'nasa avol, and that's when it's going to be removing the averos. But only when he's wearing it. Rabbi Shimon Savar tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. It's always, it's constant. It's always providing ratzon Hashem. My tamid, what does it mean tamid? Ilema tamid al metzchav. It means always on his forehead. Mi meshkachas. Is that possible? That's always going to be on his forehead. Mi lo boy the male beis hakise. Does he not ever have to go to the bathroom? Mi lo boy minam. Does he not have to go to sleep? So obviously, Talmud can't mean literally every single moment. Elo Talmud Meratza. It's always Talmud's going on the ability to be Meratza. Even when he's not wearing it, it's going to be Meratza. That's Rabbi Shimon's proof. The Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Haksiv Talmud, doesn't also say Talmud according to Rabbi Yehuda. Seemingly that it should say it should be Meratza all the time. Against Rabbi Yehuda said only when you wear it, it's Meratza. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, Hahu Talmud, that Talmud's not talking about the effectiveness of the tzitz. That's talking about Tamid, when you're wearing it, you have to always shelo yasich dai to mimenu. You never leave track, never not think about it. You have to constantly be thinking about the tzitz that you're wearing on it. That's what Tamid means. When you're wearing it, then it should be Tamid always on your mind. What does that mean? Kidiraba bar Ravhuna, Dama Rabba bar Ravhuna, Chayv Adam Lamashmesh Bitfilov Bechol Shah Vashah, Kavachomer Mitzitz. When a person wears tefillin, every single moment he's supposed to continue to check it and be aware of it, feel it, that's in the right place to remind them that he's wearing it. How do we know you're supposed to check it every single moment when you're wearing it? It's a Kal Vachomer we learn out from tzitz. Mat tzitz she'ein bo el askara achas. Tzitz only has one askara, which is, it says Kodesh Lashem, says Hashem just one time. And yet we still, Amr Torah al mitzcho tamid, that it has to be on your forehead always, which he interprets to mean tamid shol yasich daitom, imenu, don't forget about it. And it's the din of tamid. Tefillin sheish ban askaros harbe. There are many mentions of Hashem's name in the tefillin boxes. So certainly, al achas kama, one should need to check it and mimashmish all the time and not misyech daito. So we see from here, according to Behuda, the definition of tamid doesn't mean you have to always wear it. And doesn't always, everybody agrees you can't always wear it. That's impossible. So Rabbi Shimon says Taman means you have to always, it's always effective. The tzitzit is always merata, whether you're wearing or not wearing it. According to Yehuda, it's not always effective. What it means is when you're wearing it, Tamid, always keep it in mind.
As I said, it's a funny Kal Vachomer. It looks like Tosfos picks up on it. Because you think that tzitzit has more kedusha than the tefillin. The fact that the Kohen Gadol's when wearing it. And I'm sure there's other things about it that are unique. Tosfos seems to say, refer to where the Shem Hashem is, it's Galoy.
Interesting. That's another aspect. Says, hey, let's read this. Tamele, the Frach Malat Tzitzchakein Hashem Hul Megaloy, Tomer Betfilin Shem Mechupin, or that Tfilin and Askaris are hidden. So it seems to be that it's at a higher level of Kedusha, or at least they're different. V'ein Lataris, don't tell me the Hachanami Ksiv Shakai, Betfilin, Bekmatim. Don't tell me because we say the Shin on the Rosh and the Dalit and the Yud, maybe that's also Begaloy. Chada, don't say that because the Ein Zeksav Gomor, it's not a real right, they're not next to each other, it's not a real Shem Hashem. The Dafka Shin, Shal Tosh Mishinai, the Shin is the only thing that has to be done. The Dal and the Yud are things later came on later, but those weren't part of Halacha Moshe Mishinai. But by Dal and Yud, lo, the Ode, further, Betit Ika Shem HaMiyuchad, Ben Dal Osios, the Chomer Tvei. So that's a special Shem Hashem. Now, I don't know. So he said, oh, if you're going to tell me the Shin Dal Yud is, let's say you want to say it is really written. We view that as a real Ksav. So Shin Dal Yud is not the same Kedusha as Yud Kei Vavke. So Vinir Li, Deino Kavachomer Gomer Deraisa, it's not a real Kavachomer, El Derbanon, it's a weaker level Kavachomer. V'Halchi Kamar, Nihi Nami De'ika Mechomer Tvei, but Tzitz, K'dmefarish, even though you're right, there is an extra Chomer, namely that the Tzitz has Shem Hashem V'Galoi, V'Kom Vakum Kevin De'ika T'Petuvan Tzad Chashiv Zeh Tvei, Sheish Bo'en Azkaros Harbe, Svarhu, Shemin Adin Yesh Lecha Chomer L'Sakin L'Meshrashish Behen Kol Shah. Very strange thing, what's the concept, what's the Kavachomer Midirabanon? Every Kavachomer of a person, that's the din, that person can make his own kavachomer, so as long as it makes sense, you can make a kavachomer. So what do you mean a deraisa versus a derabanan kavachomer? Whenever I make a good kavachomer, that's a deraisa kavachomer. As long as no one schlugs it up, that's considered a deraisa kavachomer. I guess a derabanan kavachomer means when there's a weak kavachomer, they could ignore the kasha and just accept it anyways.
It sounds like maybe the term kavachomer is just a borrowed language. It's really a svara. It's a svara. It's a svara that Rabbanim are so mecha that takana they wanted to make on. It's not
maybe something like that. Maybe you have to say it's a borrowed term in Echanami. Okay.
Isn't there a discussion? I remember where Menachos or some masechta about tamid by the lechem, whether
yes,
is tamid. Because here Rabbi Yehuda seems to imply that Tamid doesn't have to be taken literally. That it has to be on his head, Tamid.
Tamid does not take.
Or is it Rabbi
Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says Tamid.
Yeah.
No, well, Rabbi Shimon says Tamid means always. So again, the Machlokes in Menachos about the Shulchan, it doesn't have to always be there. Or Rabbi Yossi there actually says, no, as long as it's there once a day. So when the Kohanim, the way ideally was done, the Kohanim would push the new Lechem Panim on, and the other Kohanim would catch the old Lechem Panim, so never a moment would go by. Yossi says you could remove the Lechem Panim in the morning and put new ones in the afternoon, and that's not a problem, as long as each day has the Lechem Panim. So connecting it to that, Rabbi Shimon, who says Tamid means it's always going to be Meratzeh, so he takes Tamid meaning every single moment, like the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah Menachos. And according to Yehuda, I think he also would agree to that. Tumid means also constantly. It means whenever you're wearing it, it has to be tumid. It has to be always on your mind. So I think they'd be both consistent with that.
I'm interested. They're arguing about what the tumid is referring to.
Exactly. Right.
But they both agree tumid means literally, it means always without break.
Yeah, I think so. I think. Okay. Shkoyach. Short death.